A Marine walks through a small motor pool at a forward operating base in southwest Afghanistan. Captain Theo Martin, that Fob Delarom, explains his company's fairly straightforward task.
Our mission out here is to advise and assist the Afghan National Army and move them towards being fully independent of any coalition support.
Martin is an advisor with the 4th Kandak 215th Corps Afghan National Army Advisory Team. As the team's name suggests, they advise Delarom's 4th Kandak, a relatively new component of the ANA, tasked with providing security to the important trade and transportation city. Delarom lies near the borders of 3 provinces and at the intersection of 4 main roads in southwest Afghanistan. The success or failure of the ANA soldiers here could have a considerable impact on the surrounding region. Martin says the 4th Kandak is already in control of the area.
Overall, they do day-to-day operations, they maintain security on the essential parts of their area, and they're able to operate without a whole lot of, or almost any, coalition force assistance.
In light of their success, the Marines' training focus has now shifted to targeting some of the ANA's senior leaders.
Where they kind of have some issues is developing the ability to plan 6 months to a year out. So our role is to help them become fully independent in regards to planning, because they're already independent in regards to fighting.
The dedication of the Coalition Advisory Team has already had an impact on the region, as well as the soldiers who protect it. First Lieutenant Abad, a security officer for the 4th Kandak, said,
"Our soldiers here are very confident, the morale is high. A lot of that stems from the expert training the Marines have provided us."
Even after the Marines are gone, the skills they have shared and the advice they have provided will have a lasting impact on the base, the 4th Kandak, and the province. Reporting from Delarom, I'm Sergeant Christopher Toby.